Yeah. I think they are totally woo appropriate, whoever did that. I think that's totally appropriate. I was actually talking to somebody last night, and I realized, you know, we kind of take for granted what they do all the time because they're here every week, and they do what they do every week. And when you send them out into the wild and other people hear them, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, they're not bad, actually. They're actually pretty good at what they do. So welcome to Morgantown Community Church. My name's Josh. I'm one of the pastors here, and I wasn't here with you last week, and you were in really good hands. But Cody and I were at a place called the Wild Goose Festival, which is where you go into North Carolina, and you go outdoors and sweat for 3 or 4 days. So it's what we were doing last week, and we were actually spent all of our time while we were there talking about you all and what remarkable people you are and the remarkable work you're doing in our community and the world. And so it was really great to be talking about you, but then that just kind of made me miss you more. So it is really, really good to be back. We are starting a new teaching series this week called Forgive And. And it kind of flows. We're in a series called Sticks and Stones, talking about the power and potential of words. And it seems kind of natural to then flow from a series about words and what they can do. It seems pretty natural to flow into a series to talk about how do we begin to forgive others and what does forgiveness look like and even what is it? And so we're going to explore that over the next, I think it's the next 5 weeks. So let's do this. Let's have a word of prayer and then we're going to jump right in. God, we are grateful for this day and this breath, this gift of being in this room with these people at this time. And so we pray that we would be open to what your Spirit is inviting us into today. We pray that we'd be open to healing, hope, whatever it is that we need in the depths of our being today, that we would begin to open ourselves to that being a reality. We love you, and we don't want to take moments like these for granted. And so make us fully present, fully aware, and fully open. We ask this in the name of Jesus, and everybody said, amen. There's this quote by C.S. Lewis that I love about forgiveness. He says, everyone says forgiveness is a lovely idea until they have something to forgive. That's really true, isn't it? It's super easy. Have you ever been in a situation where you're talking to somebody who's been wounded by someone and you're sort of just like, I don't know what's keeping you from just forgiving them, right? It seems like a no-brainer. You just got to forgive and forget. How many have ever said that or had that said to you? Right? You just got to forgive and forget. And it's a really great idea until you're the wounded person, until somebody's hurt you, said something about you, stabbed you in the back, gossiped about you, stole something from you, right? When somebody has taken something and they've left a scar, it's really, really difficult to just say, well, let's forgive and forget. And so in what I want to do in this series is I want to explore, like, what is actually going on when we talk about forgiveness? What is it? And today what I want to do is just sort of a general introduction. What is forgiveness? And maybe the more helpful thing for me has been coming to terms with what forgiveness isn't. Because when you can begin to maybe cut away a little bit of what it isn't, you can begin to see perhaps what it is. But before we jump in, I just want to kind of hear from you all. So just a couple questions I'd like to begin with. What, and you can respond to either of these if you're comfortable. And if this is your first time and you're like, I don't want to talk in church, that's cool. We're not going to make you, but there are some people who like to do it. And so we want to give space for that. So what do you think of when you hear the word forgiveness? And if it's a name, maybe just don't drop the name. I don't know. That would just, that seems to be not appropriate. So maybe don't drop the name. Maybe you tell somebody else that later. And then what are the challenges that forgiveness brings to us? So does anybody want to throw anything out there to kind of begin our time together and get us thinking?
I think of endurance because it's not a you forgive and you're done. It's a continual thing for a lot of people that you have to remind yourself, I did forgive them. I did forgive them. So you have to endure forgiving over and over again.
Sarah says she thinks of the word endurance, and then she basically said everything I'm going to say the rest of the sermon. So that's fantastic. It's just this idea that forgiveness isn't just this one-stop shop, right? It's this continual commitment, endurance. Yes, Ms. Gale. Yeah. Jesus says, and we're actually going to look at one of the scriptures today where Jesus says, if you don't forgive, you're not forgiven, which is interesting. And I think maybe next week or the week after, I actually have been unsure of what day it was for a while. So I know 1 week we're actually going to really drill down on that a little bit. What does it mean to say that if we don't forgive, then somehow we're not forgiven? So that's a really, really interesting, powerful, confusing, unnerving. And so we'll explore that as well. Yes. Yes. Moksha.
Of the pain or anger that one carries toward that person.
Yeah. So do you hear that? She says, Moksha says, forgiveness is really like an 80-20. It's 20% for the person being forgiven, and it's 80% for you. And there's I forget who said it, but somebody said that forgiveness is when you set a prisoner free and realize the prisoner was you. So good. Yeah. Anybody else? Walter.
For me, it's just awareness is the first step, because a lot of times I'm not even aware that I need to be forgiven for something. Okay. I find myself in that spot sometimes, you know, or that I'm holding something that I need to forgive. And awareness comes to my mind when I think about forgiveness.
Okay, Walter says awareness is a big piece of the puzzle. Yes? I can only take a small credit for that, you know. Or none. None seems fair. You know what's interesting is having those moments of feeling the weight of unforgiveness that you're carrying drop off, but then how quick we can be to just unawares just taking that back up too. So it's this awareness and then feeling that freedom that comes with it. Yeah, so good. Anybody else? Yes, okay. Yeah, holding a grudge is like poisoning yourself and waiting for the other person to die, right? I forget who said that, but it's really, is it like Desmond Tutu?
Yeah, I think it's
maybe. We'll just say, he's brilliant, so we'll just say it was Desmond Tutu. Maybe. Yeah. Well, here's the thing I realized about forgiveness. I realized this topic, when you broach the topic of forgiveness, you're also broaching all these other things that need to be forgiven. And so I thought, I want to share a video clip with you. And the sermon would be the sermon without it. So let me just say, this is just total gratuitous, funny. I just wanted to work in an office clip, and so I'm going to do it, okay? Like, that's just total disclaimer. And so, as you guys know, my favorite TV show in history is The Office. And anytime I can find a chance to work it into a sermon, I try to. And so the clip I want to show you today is from season 4, episode 1. Yes, I have them all memorized. And the premise of this episode is just to set up where you're going to be in a hospital room. The premise of the episode is Michael Scott, the boss, accidentally hits one of his employees in the parking lot with his car. And in his words, it wasn't intentional. He was just being negligent. So, like, that's how he frames it. And they all go to the hospital to pay her a visit, and he wants to make amends with her. Or you just have to watch this. So, let's say if we can get the clip up, we'll take a look at this